This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Our final day here in the big studio, on the big stage, and I told you not to do it. Bart just was proving to me that he can't button his top button. As if
Keyshawn calls me big time.
This is the time to do that.
Yeah, that is true.
We have a jam-packed show today, as we pretty much do every day. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio. We talk about it all the time, but especially this one today on a very busy Friday, as you know, going into divisional round for the NFL. So we did Saturday's games yesterday. We'll do Sunday's games today, but we got guest lists. We've got an anniversary to celebrate.
It's your anniversary.
Yeah, and so thank Sal Pal is going to join us. Brian Billick is going to join us. It's like a Bart Scott, this is your football life kind of episode where we're going to dive into your past. But we have headlines all over the place, and we have Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because we have now coaching hires starting to happen, starting to percolate. How the number one pick and the number two pick, they hired their coaches, number one and number two, out of the seven available jobs. So the Jacksonville Jaguars do what we expected and what had been rumored all along, which is Urban Meyer is now their head coach.
No risky, no bisky.
And that we'll see what happens there. And what's the over-under on his first-year contract? His five-year contract, would you say 3.5? Does he get through 3 seasons?
Yeah, I'm saying, listen, this is a guy who has a history of flaking out. You know, I know a lot of times he said his health. He left Florida, then he left Ohio State. Let's see, because listen, this is the big boys. We've seen great coaches before step up to the big leagues and not have that same success. Whether you want to talk about Nick Saban, you want to talk about Petrino, you want to talk about all these guys that decided to step up and realize that you're dealing with grown men now. You can't say, hey, I'm going to take your playing time away so you may not get an opportunity to get on the field. These guys are saying, listen, we just saw what happened with Harden in Houston. We see what's happening in Houston with Deshaun Watson. The stars run the show. And with Brian Billick, and I'm glad we're going to have Brian Billick on because we can get his opinion about it as well. Because he always told us, guys, I understand. This is a partnership, not a dictatorship. First we fire you, then they fire me. So in that regards, our future are linked together. The better you play, the more job security I get. Brian Billick got that. Remember, Brian Billick came from college as well. He used to coach at Stanford. That's why he uses all those big words that I didn't understand. I'd have a thesaurus inside of team meetings. But I'm telling you what, those who get it, you know, guys like Chip Kelly going to tell me I'm a grown-ass man. I'm sorry, I'm a grown man. Is that one of my Carlin words I can't say on TV?
I'm not sure, but you just did it. You can say it once.
Okay, yeah, I can say it once. Now, listen. We used to understand, like Chip Kelly came in trying to tell grown men who are some of the best athletes in the world what they should be having in their protein shake. I would say that if I was Shady McCoy, anybody, if I was on that team, I would say, what the hell are you drinking? Because you fat as hell right now. You sitting up here with Spanx on, needing the lap band surgery. You going to tell me what I'm supposed to drink, what time I'm supposed to go to bed? Listen. Athletes are professionals at this point. They got mortgages, they got families, they got bills, they take care of themselves, their family, and other people, friends as well. You can't come in with all that macho stuff saying, hey, I'm going to get rid of you because guess what? I make more money than you, bro.
Well, Jimmy Johnson came in and had great success out of college.
That is true.
But he also first said, okay, you guys are pros, I'll let you run it. And then they got spanked in their first game.
Yep.
And Moose Johnson told Greeny this story the other day about that. And then Jimmy Johnson came in and said, okay, I'll let you guys do it. Now we're going to do it my way.
Absolutely.
And the rest is history. So it really is how you handle your players.
No risky, no biscuit.
Now that's a hire you expected. The next hire, and this coaching hire, is a very interesting one. And all of our friends in New York certainly right now asking a lot of questions about this one. But Jets fans are feeling great excitement about this one. Robert Sala, the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, has been hired by the Jets. Adam Schefter reporting this last night, and it was something that was pretty exciting for Jets fans because this is a hire, Bart, that checks all the boxes when you're asking about what did this team need after the Adam Gase debacle. You needed a front man. Mm-hmm. You needed a guy that could reach players, a leader of men, someone who has that passion.
Yep.
I wish I could remember who said it, but it's like a combination of Herm Edwards and Rex Ryan. And that's and in Jets history, those are the coaches in recent history that you've talked about where you say that's the kind of people you need. And I've always said here in New York, it's a different job. when you are a front man for the Jets, you know, you can't be what or if you're a front man for any coach in this city, you can't have the look that Adam Gase had. In, you know, that press conference is the most important thing. It really is. And I know it's superficial, but it's true. And so Adam Gase, everybody wasn't talking about what he was saying. They were like, what's up with his eyes?
Colin.
Right, and then obviously the the Giants had that same issue, as well.
With McAdoo,
when McAdoo that first press conference, it was.
Pat Shurmur won it.
He had the talking heads suit on and that whole thing, where it was just oversized and his hair was wrecked. Like, trust me, that stuff does matter. Also matters is what you're made of.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is a guy that if you ask anybody that's worked with him, worked played for him, Richard Sherman being one that came out right away and said the Jets got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, you're a guy that's very closely connected to the Jets.
Yes.
Did the Jets get a good one?
Well, I think you got to respect the guy that got more forearm hair than on his head. You know what I mean? That's number one.
He's Vin Diesel.
That's Xerxes from 300, man. I know Xerxes when I see him. He's come back. He's reincarnated. I tell you what, listen, I think this is a good hire because it's not about having is he a good defensive guy? Is he an offensive guy? Can he inspire players? Can he encourage them? Can he build them up? And from all indications and from all reports, he's a guy that does just that. Remember, when they were in the Super Bowl, he was a hot candidate. And then it kind of died down. I think, you know, the fact that Joe Douglas was able to pick his own coach, allow him to have somebody that he felt like connected with him. These are two guys that believe in building their team in the trenches. Right? You think about what he did and what he was a part of. He was a part of an organization that was the laughing stock, that had fell on hard times, that had a bunch of young players that came in and hired a guy named Kyle Shanahan, and they were young, and they got better, and they got good very, very fast, and he was a part of that on the defensive side of the ball. Remember what this team would be and where this team would be right now if they hadn't had all the injuries. So now my only question is, what type of defense is he going to play? Is he going to be a 3-4 or a 4-3? Because this team has been built to be a 3-4 team. He's a guy that has flourished as a 4-3. You know, that's what I'm going to see. That's going to be one of the first indications. Is this a guy that can take what he has and build a defense around that? Or is he a system guy? But the best thing that he did, the very best thing that he did, he proved that he can build a coaching staff. We don't know everybody that he's going to have, but we know he's going to have Mike LaFleur, the brother of the – I forget his brother's name – Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. And remember, Matt LaFleur wanted Mike LaFleur to come there to be his coordinator, but the San Francisco 49ers blocked it. So this means not only does he bring Mike LaFleur over with him in that system that we were talking about, hey, maybe Sam Darnold should go to San Francisco because he's such a good fit with that type of run, play action type of thing. I believe that Sam Darnold is a better quarterback than Jimmy G. He should be successful, but the fact that he can build a staff and bring somebody over that's young at the age of 33, that's going to be able to build this team and also grow with Sam Darnold, but yet somebody that's been around, a mentor, it's crazy, we're calling Kyle Shanahan a mentor because he's still a young man as well, but he's learned how to have that tremendous running game that all teams wish they had. Nobody runs the ball or has more creative run schemes than the San Francisco 49ers. All we had to do was go back and put the film on against the Jets. We had two runs from guys that we'd never heard of before that didn't get touched for 60 yards. So I feel encouraged that way. So I think the Jets got a good one, and I think Joe Douglas is moving his organization in the right direction. He has a leader. He has a guy that's going to command the room by sheer size. And it doesn't hurt that he's from Michigan, my hometown, where he's outside Dearborn. I gave him a little street cred. He might have a little cheddar bob in him.
Hey, what's up with your Detroit Lions, by the way, not taking the guy from their own backyard?
Yeah.
Who also checks a ton of boxes. They are still looking for a head coach as well. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. It's going
to
be a very busy show,
sugar, man.
And if there's time, you have a lot of sugar today. If there's time to get calls in, this would be the time right now. And I know a lot of Jets fans want to discuss this with Bart, and certainly
I want them Jacksonville fans to call in too, because I got something to say about
Urban Meyer. If you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, you have yourself now. You know you're getting the quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. You're getting a coach who's had great success at the college level, and now you want to see what kind of a coaching staff he puts together down in Jacksonville. We do know, at least being by reports, that LaFleur will join Saleh here in New York. And what Adam Schefter suggested and has been suggesting is that also means that the Jets, with the number two pick, will not be taking a quarterback, that Sam Darnold, according to Schefter, is still part of their plan. Now, Bart, that's something...
Schefter looking at my cliff notes, man.
But that's something you have been talking about for a long time.
Yeah.
Because you feel like if you're not getting the number one, which Trevor Lawrence would have been the obvious pick there,
right,
they get the number two pick, so you can now turn that into great assets. They already have a ton of picks. You can get even more. Move back if you need to and still build up your roster. So you're saying now
I'm not moving.
Not trade the pick.
Listen.
Well, then are you sorry, so then you take one of the wide receivers at two?
No.
Do you take the offensive tackle at
you
two?
You have Mekhi Becton Jr. on the other side.
Penny Sewell from
exactly.
Oregon.
Why did Cleveland pull up the upset last week? Because TJ Watt had no smoke for Conley early in the game. Conley early in the game. And if you go on the other side, they had no answer for Wills. When you got two staples.
Well, that's the difference, though. See, Conklin, they signed as a free agent. Jets have a ton of money. Isn't it better to balance it, to get the vet? Get the Conklin,
Mekhi
the vet.
Mekhi Becton is the vet. Fant is the vet. You go get your vet from either Washington and Sheriff, who's an all-pro.
Why wouldn't you get more
guard.
Skill, though? You
he's
could
the
get skill.
One, he's the number one guard in the business, and he's a free agent. Tooney up in New England, the number one of the top-rated guards in the game. I get my veteran in the inside, much like the Jets did a long time ago when they brought in Alan Faneca to be around Nick Mango. It don't matter where that veteran leadership comes from,
okay,
as long as you get it.
With that aside, Sam Darnold has not played well. And for 3 years, he's missed time. And when he's played, it's been spotty. It's been very difficult to judge what he is.
Yes.
And in his draft class, which he was considered one of the top quarterbacks in that 2018, there's four of them that everybody talked about. Let's see. No, there was five of them.
Five.
Josh Rosen.
You had Rosen there?
Right. Three of them are in the playoffs.
Yep.
Sam Darnold's not one of them.
He's making reservations, man. He's making reservations.
So why is it the right move to stay with Sam after you have not seen a lot out of him the first 3 years? And, by the way, you're going to have to make a decision on him, fifth-year option.
Well, it's called projection. And you still don't have to – you pick up his option, but you still don't have to give him a contract until next year. You actually don't have to pick up his option. You can not pick up his option, just like Chicago did with Mitchell Trubisky, and let him play it out. Sam, listen, because guess what? The Jets have two first-round draft picks next year. So if that's the case, and Sam, you can't prove it in a year, I'll use those two first-round draft picks the next year, because guess what? If they're moving on and they're going to use those two, it's because they had another bad season. So they're going to have another high pick, and they're going to have another Seattle pick as well. So you don't have to panic, because you can move up and find a quarterback next year. But give Sam an opportunity to prove it. Because remember what the narrative was last year about Baker Mayfield, that he was washed. He wasn't good. And what did they do? They went out and they got him protection. And, oh, my God, what a revelation it is, that when I'm not getting hit in the back of my head every 2 seconds, I actually can throw the football to the right person. So give Sam Darnold an opportunity to do that. And guess what? You don't have to
panic. Well, what about also an offense that has been, under Gase, has been epically bad?
Right.
I mean, literally the worst offense in the NFL for two seasons.
Right.
Worst.
Right.
And he's been the quarterback of that. How much of it is Gase? How much of it?
We're going to find out, because guess what? We never got an opportunity to see what Sam was, because he kept getting hit in the head. He didn't have a running game because the man didn't want to run the ball. We know that Mike LaFleur is going to want to run the ball like Kyle Shanahan. He's going to want to have that play action.
So similar to Jimmy G, where you just manage and make the throws.
Similar to what we just saw Stefanski do.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
Baker,
yeah. He's
Mayfield
taking Baker.
Took over.
Baker's, right. Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's how you get the separation. They already got a wide receiver who we believe in Mims. Now you go get Zach Ertz. Now you go protect Sam Darnold, and now you put a right tackle in Sewell. You go get a guard in free agency, and now you're cooking with grease, baby. You cooking with grease, because guess what? You think about the running backs that they have, P. Ryan, whether you want to talk about Johnson, all those guys, are they any worse than what they have out in San Francisco? Mozart. We never heard of Mozart. Guess what? The Jets have, because they cut him. But he couldn't produce like he did in that system. He should be able to produce in this system, especially if you give him a great right tackle to go with the best, most physically dominant left tackle in the game, and then give that guy a guard next to him to have him. So now you got opportunity. You don't have to get receivers anymore, because receivers are plentiful. You got great receivers all over the place. The Jets have a late second first-round draft pick from Seattle. You can go get that your picks from there.
All right. That's Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no
straight
compromise. Bart on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's such a busy show today, but we know a lot of people want to sound off on, so far, the two hires that we have. And Atlanta also, right, could be three, as is it Diana Russina reporting, that Arthur Smith has been offered that job in Atlanta. So let's get some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 729-3776. Let's begin with Clarence in Miami. Go ahead, Clarence.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Excellent. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, Bart, who is the GM for Jacksonville Jaguars?
No one.
I don't think they have one yet.
No one.
No one?
Yeah, so they're going to let Urban Meyer be in charge.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think they're going to allow Urban Meyer to pick it if he takes that hire.
Right.
And it's weird, man, because we still have our very own Lewis Riddick out there. And it's weird because you haven't heard anything about Lewis or you haven't heard anything about Eric the Enemy.
Detroit.
No, they got their general manager.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And didn't he interview there?
He did.
Yeah, so my question is this. So they basically gave Urban Meyer the keys to the organization.
Absolutely. They've empowered him and emboldened him. They gave him the keys to do whatever he wants. I'm sure he's going to get a 5 or 6 year deal, and it's going to be upwards of $6-7 million
a year. For a guy like that, he's used to being the CEO. He's used to that as a college coach. So you almost have to do that and let him.
He's proven that he can be that.
And let him set it. Okay, Lou in New Jersey. Lou. Do we have Lou?
Lou.
Hey, guys.
How are we doing, Lou?
Big fan of yours, as you know. I've called you guys plenty of times in the New York when you guys were doing just New York. You guys can't be better. You guys sound great. But I wanted to say, before the season, I asked Bart. I said, Bart, can you give me some hope for the New York Jets this year? And, I mean, we didn't have any hope this year. But the offseason is starting off great. I love this hire. I love the passion that Saleh brings to the field. I love how he leads the men onto the field, and he's always excited to get both the offense and defense prepared. You know, I noticed in the Super Bowl last year, he was the cheerleader when the team was on offense. He was even more excited when his defense was excelling in that run. But one thing that I really think the Jets are going to succeed with this hire is bringing in young free agents, guys that are kind of going into their prime or maybe are
hope.
In the middle of their prime. They have money to spend.
Yeah, you want somebody that they want to play for. Yeah, no, Lou, that's a great point. Thanks for the call. And, again, Richard Sherman, he immediately came out. Jets got a good one.
Yeah.
That's important, too, because you do have a lot of money to spend.
You got to change the narrative.
But it used to be, I'll go to the Jets because they're going to overpay me to go to the Jets. Now you want people to say, I want to go play for Saleh. I want to be part of what he's about because I know what he's about. I think that's a very important point to bring that part of it up. But it is – look, I also wanted to ask you before we get back to more calls, how important of this too? Like you talk about Urban Meyer, there's no GM there. So that he was hired by ownership basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shad Khan wanted him, targeted him, got him. But in New York, it has always been where the coach and the GM are on the same level. It's something that I don't agree with, but that's the way
the
Johnsons
have
done it. I know the Giants want to do it that way as well. And ownership has always been part of decision-making. But this feels like Joe Douglas's hire.
This
feels like Joe Douglas handled this and then got the blessing from Christopher Johnson.
Yeah.
Is that a good sign that maybe the idea of ownership having a little too much, meddling too much, that's over, and now Joe Douglas is the guy running this organization?
I know without a doubt, 100%, that this was Joe Douglas and nobody else got in the way. All they did was make sure that they were following the protocol in which they had before. They had, her name's Heim. She's the head of that. And she's been around some of these coaching searches before, and she didn't feel like they didn't have to hire a firm. They went about it the same way that they would go with it, and Joe Douglas stayed on cue and they had their plan about what they were looking for, and Joe Douglas made this call.
All right, well, that's a good sign certainly as well. All right, so we have two hires in the books. Could there be a third today? We'll certainly keep an eye on that story. But coming up, we do have a little bit of a celebration coming up. It's tomorrow, but since we don't have a show tomorrow, we're going to celebrate it today. This is Your Life, Bart Scott, and I can't wait for this next segment. Sal Palantonio, and they relive the moment that is on all of your phones. Everybody's got the GIF. Everybody uses it. We'll relive it live coming up next. And, of course, get into the games this weekend. Brian Billick later on the show. A ton to get to. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
To all the non-believers.
How did that?
To all the non-believers. Especially you, Tom Jackson. Way to have our back, Keyshawn. Anybody can be beat.
So how did that just feel?
Felt great. Poetic justice. We know we were a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves. And we're just ready to come back and show what kind of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made it in playoffs. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
What a moment that was. If you're a Jets fan, you know where you were. If you're an NFL fan, obviously, if you're a football fan watching that game, 10 years ago tomorrow, the divisional game at Foxborough, and the Jets with the 28-21 win, the upset, and Bart, like that is the definition of say it with your chest. And Sal Palantonio, who did that interview and brilliantly ended it the way he did, yeah. Because it also, the whole thing they talk about with interview process is you understand your subject, and he understood what moment he was in, and he knew exactly how to end it without, and it was just brilliant.
He's the puppet master.
And Sal joins us right now to relive that moment again. And just for everybody in New York that's listening to our show, we've done this before with Sal, the first time you and I began the show almost a year ago. But we had to do it again on the anniversary. And Sal, thanks for joining us.
Happy anniversary, buddy. And,
let's begin it with that.
Oh, man, Bart, 25 years from now, we'll still be saying happy anniversary to each other about this interview. I don't know any other television interview that has lasted this long in the minds of people who love sports, who love football, who love the New York Jets. It's an amazing thing that it lives on everywhere I go in New York. People bring it up. What exactly happened there? And I always say the same thing. Bart Scott is what happened. That's what happened.
I tell you what, Sal, you got an opportunity to see how Alan feels every day when he asks me one thing, like, hey, can you pass the syrup? Can you pass the syrup? Can you pass the sugar? Yeah, let me tell you about sugar and grains and granulation, raw sugar, or do you want powdered sugar? Which one you want? Like, Bart, man, just sugar. You know? How many words did you say? I know we often tell that story, how many words you actually said in the interview.
Less than 20. Less than 20. I teach journalism. I teach interviewing in different places around the country, and I always bring that out as the opener, and tell the students the same thing. Just stay out of the way when you got a subject like that who wants to speak his mind. Just let it flow, and it has lived on, as you know. It's been translated into many languages on the internet. There's been not one, but two rap songs, a music mix done of it. You know, anytime I go to Long Island to visit my family, stop at Umberto's Pizza in New High Park, sit down with my newspaper, random people just come up to me and go, hey, Sal. I say, what? Can't wait. I'm like, okay, I gotcha.
Well, Sal, talking about staying out of the way, why are people staying away from Eric the Enemy? And I know I always ask, and I know it's B Enemy, but I call him Eric the Enemy. Why are people staying away? And would he be a good fit for the Philadelphia Eagles? Maybe another Andy Reid disciple coming back home? And if he does, and whoever becomes the coach, who is going to be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I think Eric Bieniemy would be a great fit. I have a lot of respect for Eric Bieniemy. I think he's a super smart coach. He's tough. He's a good leader of men. I do think he would be both a good CEO for the team, a good spokesman for the team. He comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree, as everybody knows. He knows the offense. I think he could handle any locker room situation. He has to respect the players around the NFL. So right now I know that Deuce Staley is down at Jeffrey Lurie's house, the owner of the Eagles, down in Palm Beach, Florida, West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And they are talking right now. And Deuce Staley would also be a great, great candidate for the same exact reasons. Good CEO of the team, good spokesman for the team, a good leader of men. You know, he'd have to have a strong offensive coordinator, in my view, to help him, someone who has call plays at the NFL level. I think that's the one knock on him, is he has not done that, whereas Coach Bieniemy has. So who's going to be the quarterback? You know, the first question I ask Jeffrey Lurie is this: who's my quarterback? Because, Bart, the starting quarterback of this team is an organizational decision. So if Jeffrey Lurie says to me, we're looking forward with Carson Wentz, and then he says to me, hey, coach, can you fix Carson Wentz? Because Carson Wentz needs to be fixed. And if my answer is yes, okay, I'm signing on a dotted line. If my answer is no, then I'm moving on to the next opportunity.
Sal Palantonio joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And Sal, on that note, as the Jets hire Robert Saleh, it was reported that he also interviewed with the Eagles. Did the Jets have to act quickly? Was he high on the Eagles list, do you know?
Very, very high on the Eagles list for the exact same reasons that I just mentioned. Good, solid leader of men, super smart, credibility around NFL locker rooms, going to be a great spokesman of the team. So what's the difference between Robert Saleh and Adam Gase? Right off the bat, energy, respect. Walks into the room, has the respect of the room right away, will grab your attention. A guy who will make you listen to his message. I think he is a perfect, perfect guy to go out and replace Adam Gase. He's the perfect guy to be the heir apparent to what the Jets need. And they need a guy like Rex Ryan. I mean, listen, Rex had his faults. But, you know, you would listen to Rex, right, Bart? When he walked into the room, he had a plan. He had the respect of the players. He was going to show mental toughness. And he had your back. He always had Rex, no matter what your faults were, he had your back.
Now, you know, I just want to talk about this weekend's game, the one that you're covering between Tampa and the Saints. I think this is like two old men fighting in a nursing home. You talk about today, I believe, is Drew Brees' birthday. Their combined age is 84. The two oldest quarterbacks in the league going against each other. But listen, Drew Brees has had Tom Brady and Bruce Arians' number. What makes this any different?
Hey, hey, Brother Bart, easy on that ageism stuff, okay? You're talking to a 64-year-old man, all right? Yeah.
But you like Benjamin Button. You're like Benjamin Button, though, Sam. You've gotten younger as I've gotten older.
Okay, that's cool. Way to come out of it. I respect that. But no, here's the thing. You know, Brady said after practice yesterday, we are a different team. We have evolved. Well, because on November 8th at home, you got waxed. And you only scored 3 points and got intercepted 3 times. And in the 2 meetings, I don't have to tell you, Breeze has outscored Brady by a combined 46 points. So what is the major, major difference going into this game? There are actually three of them. One, Antonio Brown is now mixed into the offense. And if you can get Antonio Brown to run 9 routes against that man coverage on the outside and maybe occupy a safety, now you can rule the middle of the field. Bart, I don't have to tell you. You studied Brady more than anybody. Brady likes to throw the ball quickly in the middle of the field to Gronk and his new Edelman, Scotty Miller. So the Saints run man-to-man on the corners more than anybody else. Now you've got to occupy the man-to-man and maybe occupy a safety. And that's what Antonio Brown hopefully will do in this matchup. Number two, Brady was under pressure 36% of his dropbacks in the 2 losses to the Saints. That's more than double the percentage that he was under pressure in all the other games combined. So they have used more offensive linemen on the field like they did against the Washington football team last week, running six offensive linemen out there, and I think they will do that again. You must protect Tom, and you must open the middle of the field so that he can score points. And number three, Todd Bowles, D coordinator, as you know, I think getting Devin White back helps him because he's going to need it against Alvin Kamara.
Sal, fantastic stuff. Great to celebrate this fun anniversary with you.
What do you buy for 10-year anniversary? Is it, I know year one, me and Alan are going on year one. I think it's paper, so I'm going to buy him a notebook. I don't know what to buy you at year 10.
Hey, I think it's wood, man. I think it's wood if it's 10th anniversary. I'm not sure.
No,
and you know what? That's
right.
That's what Todd Bowles is going to have to bring on Sunday night.
Yeah,
he's
going
to have to bring the wood.
Got to bring the big stick.
Well done. Well done. Sal, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Can't wait for the next one.
Sal Paltonio on the Goodyear Hotline. That was a lot of fun to do. And you can see, I love the enthusiasm that he has for that moment, too. And I'm going to repeat it again for all those out there that are aspiring broadcasters that want to be interviewers. Watch how Sal handles it. I know everybody gets caught up in this handsome guy, but watch how Sal handles that interview.
Car wreck over
the
there.
Way he went. No, not a car wreck. No, the passion. But the way Sal handled it was perfect. Yeah. And especially once he knew he had you all jacked up on Mountain Dew, and then he just said, "Congratulations, see you in Pittsburgh." What a perfect, who knows what you were going to say after that?
Yeah, he cut me off. That's what happened to him.
But instead of him going into a diatribe, he says it calmly, and you just took it from there and turned it into a moment that everybody has in their phone. Go ahead and just type "can't wait" right now into your phone. It'll come right up. All right, the wait is over. Check out Marvel Studios' WandaVision, the original series, now streaming only on Disney+. Coming up, the Yankees make a very important move we'll get to. And we have Brian Billick coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well, which is going to be
that's early life.
But first, this from Bart.
Football, basketball, hockey, with so much going on in DraftKings, the leader of one-day fantasy sports is here to put you in the center of the action with millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs all week long. Simply pick your lineup, standard or salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use promo code BART. For a limited time, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's promo code BART. Only on DraftKings, make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this.
BART and Han.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Coming up in, what would you say, about 12 minutes or so, Brian Billick's going to join us. And he helped you get your start in the league.
Yeah, just barely. he tried to fire me a couple times. He thought about it a couple times.
Yeah, we got questions for Brian Billick. Billick also has a book out about the quarterbacks from the 2018 draft. And three of them are right now in the playoffs, and one of them with the Jets is probably going to keep his job, which a lot of people thought would not happen. So Billick's going to be great to talk to Coach. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's certainly coming up right now.
Hey, listen, if you need to learn big words, get your recorder out. You're going to have some big words.
Hey, big words. What did I do for a living before I got into broadcasting?
I know all the big words.
All the bigly words. Bart and Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So a couple of other notes in the world of sports today, as we're doing a lot of football today. We will break down the Sunday games. Yesterday we did Saturday in Blitzer pre-event. Very busy 1 o'clock hour coming up for you. But on the baseball front in New York, the Yankees, Jeff Passan reporting, closing in on what is a 6-year, $90 million deal with DJ LeMahieu, who was an extremely important player for them to keep.
MVP
Very
candidate.
Important to Aaron
MVP.
Judge, an MVP candidate. batting champ in both leagues now, yeah, as he was for the Yankees. And for some reason, this dragged on. It got a little ugly. But in the end, it looks like they got their guy, and that's a critical piece for the Yankees.
Kind of gets a little crazy, right, when you see all the headlines going to the other team in town who's also maybe closing
New York
in Brad
Mets.
Hand. They may be getting Brad Hand, one of the best closers, lefty as well. So, listen, this whole back and forth, I love it because now we both got money. So it's like, hey, you buy a Ferrari, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini. It's like, I one-up you. And I love this whole little rivalry. Don't think it ain't a rivalry for page six, for the back pages of the tabloid.
Oh, you need this. I think it's great. And obviously,
so
again, LeMahieu, not only important as a leadoff hitter for the Yankees, not only important as an infielder who can definitely, he's very good at second base, but he can play other positions, including first. Very important to Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is the two-hole. He's the leadoff setup guy. Like, it was so critical. So they do get him. When you say Brad
hitters.
Hand, I think of the Seinfeld thing. We have Brad Hand, and you're going to need him.
I tell you what, because you think about LeMahieu here's a pointer. You need contact hitters. They got too many boom or bust hitters in the Yankee
Game's
lineup. This is somebody that
can get
on base.
Speaking of that, did you see also Theo Epstein, who's going to take a job at the commissioner's office? And what he's talked about putting more action into the game.
Yeah.
You talk about contact hitters, you're talking about DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
This is not a guy that I hit over the shift. This is not that kind of guy. He can hit home runs. He hits for power,
yeah,
but he's contact. That is so critical. I don't want to go too much on this, but how critical is that for baseball? I love that Theo said this. I hope he can find a way to push this, because the sport to me, when I grew up with it, was fun when Ricky Henderson walked and got the first base, because the opposing pitcher was now rattled. Not because he walked somebody, because Ricky Henderson is about to be on second base, and there's nothing I can do about it. That made baseball fun.
I love the pitching
hit
clock.
And run.
I want a pitching clock, too. And I want an automated strike zone. I'm tired of these behind the plate calling these wide strike zones on Judge.
Right, see, you're talking about modern day. I'm talking about getting the game back to the roots of the game, which was about contact and about base stealing and about running. Action. Movement.
They bet not outlaw the shift, though, because that's Wacky D. That's like saying Hacker Shaq makes the game too boring.
Oh,
Shaq
stop.
learned how to shoot free throws.
In the NBA, you can't play a zone. You cannot play. You've got to stay out of 3-second area. In the NBA, you should have an illegal defense. You should not be able to shift to a point where there's nobody on this side of the field.
But I'm giving you a wide open space. Be a professional.
Oh, come
on. Get in the hole.
Well, all right, then you have to have a whole generation of batters that learn then
DJ
how
LeMahieu
to hit.
DJ becomes more important. It ain't about just jacking up the home
maybe
runs.
You're right.
It's about being
maybe
able to have placement.
Maybe you're right. Maybe there are some prospects out there that are being overlooked because they don't hit for power, but they do hit for contact.
Ichiro,
maybe they'll become more.
Flap hitters. Black out.
One of the,
splat out.
One of
splat
the
out.
Best. Yeah,
we just
Ichiro.
Made baseball exciting. You welcome.
One of the best.
Listeners.
All right, quickly, another NBA note. Hey, everybody. Kyrie Irving's happy again. As James Harden is now officially part of the Nets. Kyrie has been fined $50,000 by the NBA for
super rich. I don't care
for the video of him being at a party without a mask on, and it was a group larger than 10, so he violated their health and safety protocol. So $50,000, a 5-day quarantine, but he could be available by as early as tomorrow to the Nets.
Yeah.
So the big three will get to see in Brooklyn very soon, and Kyrie should be happy now that everything worked out. And so now
James.
We move on there. And we still wait to see who that next star is going to be, because the checklist certainly
watch James Harden have a six-pack. Watch James Harden have a six-pack.
Oh, I'm telling you, he was wearing a fat suit or a towel on purpose. Like, let me look fat so they'll trade me. Whatever it takes to get out, he did it. Congrats.
He grew his chest.
Now
hair
we get to see what
care,
this
bro.
Becomes.
Big the beard is.
The first question I'm asking Brian Billick is going to be about, I need to get to the bottom of some things that went on in Baltimore with you when you were a young player. Because they called you the Mad Backer because you were crazy. How crazy was Bart when he was a young player? Billick will join us next to talk about that and everything else. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.